Kentucky bids the world good morning, and bids Slim Martin and his Transco All-Americans welcome, for the band is touring America and visiting every state. The boys have flown down from Chicago, and we greet them in the progressive city of Louisville.
Well, Jack, here's where we put one over on Archibald.
Yes, sir, here's where we hand Archibald the surprise of his life this time.
What do you mean? I don't understand. You've been handing us a lot of information about each state.
And this time we're going to tell you a thing or two.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad to see that my influence is a good one. I'm proud of you both. Now, what do you know about Kentucky?
Go ahead and tell him, Roy.
Sure. Why, Kentucky is, say, tell him yourself, Jack.
All right, now let's see. Kentucky is, it's a state. And it became a state some time ago. And what was it we were going to tell him?
Gee, I don't remember. Well, I must say this is all extremely interesting. I'm simply overwhelmed with so much accurate historical information about Kentucky.
That's right, rub it in.
Well, Jack, maybe we can think of something to tell him later. Meanwhile, let's play When Kentucky Bids the World Good Morning.
Let's go.
Now, what can it be?
Why, we found out the nickname of this state.
That's right, yeah. This is the Bluegrass State. Oh, pardon the smile, boys, but every schoolchild knows that much.
Oh, is that so?
The fact is, you're only partly right at that.
How come?
Explain that insulting remark. Well, Kentucky has several other names. Besides Bluegrass, it is also known as the Corn State and as the Cracker State. So, you see, you didn't tell me so much after all.
Let's pretend we don't know it.
That's a great idea, Jack. And I think we ought to give the Bluegrass State our interpretation of When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain in Kentucky.
when the moon comes over the mountain, every beam brings a dream, dear, of you. Once again we stroll beneath the mountain, through that rose-covered valley we knew. Each day is gray and dreary, ah, but the night is bright and when the moon comes over the mountain, I'm alone with my memory of you.
Now, since you boys were trying to show off and air your knowledge about Kentucky, I'll just give you a few things to remember.
Here comes the deluge.
Hold everything. Kentucky has been a state for more than 130 years. One of her outstanding products is tobacco, and she does turn out some of the finest tobaccos in the world. One of her famous scenic points is the stupendous Mammoth Cave in the central part of the state. Then thousands of people flock to Louisville every year for the annual Kentucky Derby, the sport of kings. Why, I could talk about any of those subjects for hours.
Well, Jack, I guess we didn't know so much after all.
Archibald has landed and has the situation well in hand.
Well, let's change the subject by playing And Then Your Lips Met Mine.
All right.
Thank you.
And so now we bid farewell to the famous Bluegrass State.
Where do we go from here, boys? Where do we go from here?
The state of Pennsylvania, sir.